This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Good morning, good morning. Are you keeping cool? I hope so. Hard job on a day like this. A Nebraska mid-July day. Greg Wagner here. This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Metro area's longest-running talk radio show. I don't know, 20-some years, something like that. You've put up with me for a long time. I say thank you. You're listening to Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. 94.5, 106.5, 97.3, 1490 AM, 1420 AM, myboomerradio.com. You're also listening to Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, historic KHUB radio, and I believe bigdognow.com. So we appreciate all of our listeners. Podcast will be coming up shortly after the show, courtesy of Nick Burris, myboomerradio.com. You know me, crazy outdoor guy, Greg Wagner. The guy right there on the board, Neil Nelken. Don't look out the window. Neil Nelken, the dean of Nebraska radio. A mentor of mine on the broadcast world scene. You're responsible. He's the complaint department. What's your email?
Yeah.
Just saying.
ManGregWagner.com.
There you go. That'll be the most visited website. Get rid of his, well, A-R-S-E. Arsh. I can say that on the radio, can I?
Got an email from Polly who said...
The lovely Polly, my wife of 35 years and counting. Sympathetic love. I look over at Brock Barron. Special guest today. Tubing and Adventures... Brock Barron, who looks like he can step back on the South Dakota State University Jackrabbit football field, but he's here, tubing and adventures. This is the persona of an outfitter right here. Brock Barron, tubing and adventures.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes, we're talking the Elkhorn River, the Niobrara River of the East. If you've not floated it, you should. You're going to learn about the do's and don'ts of that. The coolness, as I say, no pun intended, of the river. Especially on a day like today. But, Brock, you've been around for quite a while. I should have had you on the show years ago.
Yeah, I agree.
And better late than never, tubing and adventures. And appreciate you being here. Yeah. So what do? I take you off the river on a premier, super busy day, don't I?
Yes, today is a busy day.
Shame on Greg Wagner. But we've got to fill folks in about the draw of the Elkhorn. And some of the things, safety-wise and otherwise, and about your unique operation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a campground. It's kind of a little private recreation area, but it's really cool. 252nd and Harrison.
Yep.
Just south, slightly. Too big in adventures. Love it. So we're going to talk to Brock today. Phone line is open. We have four sublines, one main line. Phone number 402-553-1490. What do you want to know about the Elkhorn River? This guy's on it all the time. And not just in the summer either. He's on it otherwise as well. And you've been outfitting quite a while, haven't you? How many years?
Yeah, this is our 11th summer. So I started in 2009.
Didn't you outfit before that a little bit?
No, no.
I
it was
you did.
No, I actually... tubed in the river with my friends and
like the rest of us.
Yeah,
yeah.
And thought it was a good idea for a business, and
it's a great idea.
Off I went.
There you go. And we want to tell you that on Boomer and Big Dog, Great Outdoor Radio Show, sponsored by Storysage House of Sausage. That's the guy right there coming up with weather, Ken Storysage. Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska, controlled shooting area, sporting clays and more, and welcoming ATV Motorsports. Love ATV Motorsports. All right. It's time now on this program, Brock, where the butcher does the weather because he's looked at models. Well, computer models.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's clarify that.
Yeah.
And you perused all of the television stations. Bill Ranby, good friend there. And are we going to hit the century mark? That's the question for Brock Barron.
It's going to be close. Gosh darn, it's going to be awfully close. It's going to feel that way anyway.
Be in the Elkhorn.
Yeah.
Lots of cool water.
Lots of cool water to cool you down, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, well, we got a cold front coming in tonight, and it's going to chill it down to the low 90s for tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. Even better to be on the Elkhorn River.
Right.
But in a Brock, tube or a kayak. I am sorry. Monday and Tuesday, we got rain.
Well, we're closed Monday, so that works out. We'll have rain on the Monday.
It's the day Monday, to clean tubes and the bus and everything
it's
else.
It's not a bad thing to get a little bit of water back in the river because it's pretty shallow right now.
Yeah, I noticed there's a lot of trees popping up.
Yep.
Better than the Platte, a mile wide and an inch deep.
I bet.
In places. So,
but after that, we got a decent week going.
Yep, going to warm up again, mid-90s, it looks like, later in the week and the weekend.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday, then the 80s, and so we got a decent weekend.
Nice.
Beautiful week to get out there and get on those tubes.
Give us a grilling tip or two.
Don't go over Greg Wagner's because he always likes to burn everything.
Talking too much. Talking too much.
That's my best tip.
I'm not arguing. Am I arguing? Brock, who sort of knows me, he knows better. Yes, exactly. Yes, attend to the grill, right?
Yes, keep an eye on her.
There you go. One time on the flip.
One
don't
time
need to
on
be
the
constantly
flip.
Turning things. You love your lump charcoal. We know that.
Yes. No,
that's wood.
Sear on one side, cook on the other.
Perfect.
Always.
A little olive oil on sweet corn, maybe?
Yes. Yes,
cook and up grill it.
Nice. Yes.
Of course.
Thanks to you, I got some nice fresh one in my truck right now. I'm going to go home. I might even have that for lunch. Gosh.
Ooh. Love that.
That sounds
good. Do the
really
old
good.
Boil it and a little butter and salt and pepper.
Yeah, I've been waiting a year for that little booger.
There you go. Welcome to Nebraska, Cornhuskers. All right. Stoysage House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, by the way, to the north of 24th and Vinton, South O. Then we have the West Door. 130th and Arbor Streets to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road. Stoysage.com on the internet. And by the way, how is the meat industry?
It's coming along very well. We're a few things we just can't get any still, but mostly the supplies are good. The prices are coming down. And so everything's looking very good for a good Labor Day.
What do you suggest on the grill today?
Today, I suggest that Italian sausage with Romano cheese.
That's what Brock had.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
Yes.
It was very good.
Very good stuff.
Good tip. That along with the sweet corn.
Yes.
There you are.
A little slice of heaven right there.
And hours, if people want to swing by today and then during the week.
Today, we're open from 9 to 5:30 down south, and we're open till 3 o'clock out west. We got a little thing going, so we have to leave early.
Gotcha. Phone number for more information.
Give me a call at 341-7260.
Thank you very much, Ken Stoysage.
Thank you, sir.
Stoysage House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets, Stoysage.com on the net. Back to work you go, flinging meat.
Yes, sir.
All right. And that leads us into our first time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. When we come back, we're going virtually to the Elkhorn River with Brock Barron of Tubing and Adventures after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoysage with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoysage for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
It's so hot outside. The raccoons along the Elkhorn River are sweating, and so are the catfish. There you go. Greg Wagner with you. Keep cool today. Stay hydrated. Get hydrated in advance. lots of breaks in the shade, air-conditioned vehicle, air-conditioned building if you're going to be spaced out, of course, 6 feet, wear your mask in crowded conditions, and cool water. I will tell you that Conservation Officer Rich Bergman, his tip always is to, yeah, you could have like a beverage, but your next drink is a bottle of water.
Yes.
Right, Brock Barron, special guest today?
Yep, I highly recommend that.
Alternate.
Yes, one for one.
And by the time you get to the fourth one, you've probably got that full feeling, don't you?
Yeah, yes. That's my hope.
There you go. Brock Barron is with us today. Tubing and Adventures, great outdoor business along the Elkhorn River near Waterloo, 252nd and Harrison. And Brock, tell us about yourself, your family, your outdoor business.
Yeah, absolutely. I born and raised here in Omaha. Grew up here, went to college in at South Dakota State. Lived in Missouri and Iowa for a little bit, and then came back. And I'm actually a full-time civil engineer. Been doing that for for almost 20 years now. I work for a company called Trek Design Group. They're based out of Kansas City. I'm an associate partner in for them, and then I manage and run their Omaha office.
Jack of all trades, aren't you?
Yeah, busy guy. I'm a busy guy. So I have a wife and two kids. My two boys, Briar and Braxton, are 6 and 4. So they, with all of my free time, you know, I have so much free time.
Free time, question mark?
I spend with them, so.
Tell us about Tubing and Adventures and maybe what sets yourself apart from other similar businesses.
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, our attention to detail, we're very safety conscious, You look at civil engineering and you look at, you know, being an outfitter, and they're two totally different businesses, but there is a lot of carryover. With civil engineering, you know, I when I became a civil engineer, I there's an oath that I need to, when I design something, it's for the best interest of the general public. And, not to better enhance my career, not for the company. It's for the betterment of the public. And so, that's kind of every decision we make out at TNA is, what's in the best interest for the general public. So we've always had a rule that we cancel our floats when it gets above 5 feet. And, it is an extremely tough decision, when it's 5.01. I mean, that's not much. That's less than a credit card thickness over that amount. And, you know, if we have 1,000 people going that weekend, that's a lot of money that we're losing. And so it would be very easy to say, it's only 5.01, we'll go. Well, what, if you go at 5.01, would you go at 5.02? And then 5.03? And where do you draw that line? So we've really stuck our foot in the ground and said, that's what we do. And it disappoints people and it pisses people off but that's what we do. And we might make some decisions if it's if it's 5.02 and dropping quickly, and we know that by the halfway through the day it's going to be below 5 feet. We might go. Or on the flip side, if it's 4.95 and coming up, we might cancel. So we've made some tough decisions, and it's always a crapshoot. Sometimes you make the right decision, sometimes you make the wrong decision, and especially with weather. You know, weather in Nebraska.
Oh gosh.
Especially if you listen to the sausage guy. A storm can pop up. We've had storms pop up when there's 2% chance of storms, so you never know. And again, we try to make the best decisions that we can with the knowledge or the information that we have. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. So
very nice Facebook page, Tubing and Adventures. Nice website, tubingandadventures.com.
Yep.
What services do you offer? We all know and have heard of you renting out tubes and kayaks.
Yep.
What else?
We do tent camping. A lot of that are people that want to come tube for the day and don't want to drive home after their float, so they camp with us. They camp the night before or the night after. We also have some RV camping. We have short-term, like weekend spots available, and then we also have seasonal spots that are available, and the season is April 1st to November 1st for the seasonal RV spots.
1 year ago, a little beyond that, we dealt with a great flood. Historic, terrible flood wreaked havoc on your business. A year later, we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, just polar opposite. Talk about the great flood the impact on your business, the recovery process, and now COVID-19.
Right. Yeah. The flood was horrible. It was devastating. There were days where I didn't know if we would be able to make it. And it affects us. We have two properties along the river, our upstream and our downstream. And I also live right on the river. And so, and I have lots of friends that live along the river. And so it was extremely tough, professionally, personally. It was tough. Our seasonal RVers are just amazing people. The ones that were out there before the flood, they were out there, I think, before I even got out there after the flood, and were cleaning things up, and they were lifting my spirits. If it wasn't for them, I don't think I could have made it through. And to see them come through, and even yesterday, somebody was posting pictures. We have a private page for our campground, and somebody was like, look at this a year later, and somebody posted a picture of after the flood and what it looks like today. And it's just night and day different between all the sand that was there last year and this year, seeing all the grass. So it's been, the flood was tough. We lost probably 100 to 150 feet of our bank is just gone. We had 3 feet of sand in areas that we had to remove just so we could get to bare ground to park. We lost part of our parking lot. We lost vehicles and buses and things and lawnmowers and everything. So, it was probably between, if I had to guess, $100,000 to $150,000 in damage. That's tough to bounce back from. I'm still recovering from that and still have quite a few payments that I'm making on some things. So it's been really tough.
Talk about the pandemic and how that's impacted your business.
Yeah, it was tough. We open up our reservations early January, and we get some reservations that trickle in. But usually come March and April, that's when a lot of the reservations start coming in. This year, not one. Well, maybe one or two came in March and April. Well, then all of a sudden, when May hit, everybody was asking, are you guys going to be open? Are you going to be open? And I didn't know. I didn't know what was going to happen. Nobody knew what was going to happen.
Nobody knew.
And so finally, all of a sudden, we kind of figured out our plan and what we were going to do, and we did open up. And then all of a sudden, like that first week of June, when it was 100 degrees, my phone was ringing off the hook. I was getting probably 400 emails a day, and so everybody was trying to reserve at that point. I think people were sick of being cooped up
at home
and wanted to get out and do something fun, do something in the water.
Talk about the steps, the measures that you've been taking with your business as far as the coronavirus goes.
Right. There's a few things we've done. The nice thing is once you're on the river, our tubes with the straps are, you're 6 feet apart. You're outside. And so there's a lot of that helps once you're on the river. The challenge is, checking in and getting people on a bus and getting them upstream and things like that. So
wear a mask.
Right. Yep. So what we've done is we've recommended people to wear masks on the bus. It's kind of their choice. We ask them, instead of having everybody sign the waivers when they get there, we ask them to bring the waivers with them signed, so we're not trading pens and things like that. My bus drivers are wiping down the seats with a mix that we came up with that we call Novid. Not the COVID, it's the Novid. And so we spray that, we wipe the seats down. Our tubes, we try to wipe those down too. They sit out in the sun, so they do get the UV exposure that does kill the virus. So
let's have some fun with this audience. The Elkhorn River is full of history. It's very interesting. And our first trivia question for you here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Boomer and Big Dog, Neil Nelkin on the board, Nick Burris in the background. Special guest today, Brock Barron, Tubing and Adventures along the Elkhorn River, 252nd and Harrison. Simple as we can say it. Just south, right there. Okay, trivia question. We're going to play for a packet of Nebraska outdoor informational material. Hard copies, we'll send them to you. Fishing, hunting, state parks, boating. Plus, we're going to toss in the current Nebraska travel guide for your vacations, your local or regional vacations. Trivia question. This pertains to the Elkhorn River, and Brock, you got to be quiet. Home of Tubing and Adventures at 252nd and Harrison. We're asking you what famous historic pioneer trail crossed the Elkhorn River near Waterloo in the late 1840s through the 1860s. Settlers crossed at different points depending on how the river flowed, and it's a changing dynamic along kind of a 6-mile swath, a linear swath of the river. I want you to name that trail for us, historic trail, and what legendary trailblazer, kind of associated with the trail, led the settlers on one of the initial expeditions across it. Name of the Pioneer Trail and the Trailblazer. No hints. Let's see how this audience does. We know you'll get it right. First caller that gets it right wins the prize pack. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and the Big Dog Country radio stations, myboomerradio.com. Appreciate you coming along for the ride, kind of a tube ride, a float trip ride on the Elkhorn River just west of Omaha. Brock Barron is our special guest today, tubing and adventures along the Elkhorn, Waterloo area. He's in Sarpy County. He's just in Sarpy County. Tubingandadventures.com. Really good Facebook page, Tubing and Adventures. TNA, Tubing and Adventures. There you go. You like that, don't you, Neil Nelkin on the board?
Yes, sir. We've had a number of guests.
Yes.
It is not the Oregon Trail. Okay. It is not the Santa Fe Trail.
Okay.
We did have one guy get the trail right, but couldn't name the trail blazer.
If you're just joining us, trivia question for a nice prize pack. On the Elkhorn River, what famous historic pioneer trail crossed the Elkhorn River near Waterloo in the late 1840s through the 1860s? Kind of a 6-7 mile swath of it, linearly. Name the trail and the legendary trail blazer that led the settlers on one of the initial expeditions in 1847. The Elkhorn's got all kinds of history, mm-hmm. Brock Barron, and you've recently found out some neat history about your place.
Yes, yep. There's some rumors floating around that Al Capone has spent some time at TNA.
I believe it.
So there apparently there are some illegal stills that were on the property.
Running whiskey.
And, yeah, yep. So
running whiskey on the Elkhorn, man.
And there's still some whiskey out there.
Ah, one would think that, of course.
Yeah, well, yeah.
One would think that. Let's talk about the draw of the Elkhorn. What do a lot of your tube travelers and kayakers say about, oh, I just love your stretch of the Elkhorn because of this, this, and this?
Yeah, I think, we float from, we have some private land up by Blondo, and we float down to our private campground at Harrison Street. And that stretch of the river is just absolutely beautiful. There's some dirt cliffs, there's some rock walls, there's little cabins, there's million-dollar houses all along the way. So it's a beautiful stretch. It's probably one of the best stretches by far on the Elkhorn. So we used to be located upstream, and up there it's real windy, but it's very, there's just cornfields. I also like this stretch of the river because there's access to it. We float underneath three bridges. So if there is an emergency, if there is an issue, and somebody needs
somebody.
Yes. So there's lots of neighborhoods. So there's access to almost every single part of that. So from a business owner perspective, that is really important.
And you have an airboat, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yep.
If there's an emergency, I mean, you can get up and down quick.
Yeah, I used to have my airboat in the water more. It's tougher now as the business has grown and we have the campground. There's just a lot more things that I need to tend to. So going out on the airboat, it isn't as frequent as I would like.
We have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. And he's on the line.
Joe Brabick.
Joe Brabick from Clarkson, Nebraska. Our listeners span the counties here in the Cornhusker State and our Iowa listeners. We appreciate them as well. So the question, name that historic trail that crossed the Elkhorn River, 1840s, late 1840s, 1860s, all the way through. And what legendary trailblazer led the settlers on one of the initial expeditions there in 1847? Good morning, Joe Brabick from Clarkson, Nebraska. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Greg. Doing good.
What's your answer, kind sir?
Well, I knew the Mormon Trail. I had to have a few guesses about the Explorer, but so Mormon Trail and then Brigham Young.
Congratulations, Joe Brabick of Clarkson, Nebraska. Joe, have you floated the Elkhorn River? Have you floated it with Brock?
I have not floated the Elkhorn. I have floated and tubed and canoed and tanked a few other ones around the state, but I haven't got up to the Elkhorn yet.
Elkhorn is beautiful. It's nice. It's deeper. You don't have to walk as much.
You gotta
Greg
come
Weiger
out.
Doesn't like to walk.
You got to come out and check us out, Joe.
When the kids get a little older, that sounds like a great trip for all of us.
Any questions or comments for Brock Barron, Tubing and Adventures?
Not today. Just enjoy listening to the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for listening in Clarkson, Nebraska. Joe Brabick. Appreciate you, Joe, always. And take care.
You bet. Thank you.
There he goes, Joe Brabick. Our listeners are all over the place. The Elkhorn River, we've talked a little bit about it. Let's face it. Let's call it out like it is. You have a lot of young 20-somethings. Mm-hmm. And early 30-somethings, mm-hmm. the Wagner kids, and they're not kids, that they want to go on. Yes, they want the cooler tubes. And yes, they're going to have some cool, refreshing adult beverages, 21 or older. What are you going to tell them before you put them on that river?
You know, especially on a hot day like this, you know, we tell them alternate. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You know, today's going to be a five or more hour float, and that's a long time, and it's going to be 100 degrees. So it is something that you need to stay hydrated. We had an issue last weekend where somebody just got overheated. They drank too much, so they had to be taken off the river and put in a rescue squad.
Oh boy!
So I mean that stuff does happen.
Keep an eye on each other, right?
Right, right.
There should be one. You've told me too. Back down the line, there's always a need for one designated tuber, like a designated driver who's not really drinking alcohol. It's no fun, we know that, but not drinking alcohol, but it's kind of keeping an eye on that group of about 8 to 10 people.
Right.
And kind of watching, making sure they're hydrated, they're not drifting away, they're not going into a snag.
Right.
And always a good idea, isn't it?
Yep. And I mean, even in our emails that I send out beforehand, it's like, you know, if your plan is to come out and get that
hammered,
yeah, then we don't want you to float with us. You know, I mean, there's plenty of other outfitters. I have plenty of other customers that aren't going to have those issues. So, you know, if you can control yourself and have a good time and you know, be able to float and be conscious at the end, then come float with us.
If you do have some heck raisers that come out, you know, trash, just raise Cain with other tubers, they don't get to come back, do they?
Right. No. Nope. Yeah. We tell people littering is something we don't tolerate. So if we find out that you're littering, you will be asked to not come back. We do get a lot of families that come out.
Super.
We get all kinds of groups that come out. You know, a lot of times a family will ask, is this kid friendly? You know, I'm worried about coming out on a Saturday. You know, usually what I tell those families, you know, if you're worried about that, come out on our first float. Come out on our first float. You can get on the river. All the craziness is going to be behind you. You know, whereas if you
good
stop
tip.
At a sandbar, another group's coming up. They can hop back in their tubes and keep floating. Whereas if you're the last group of the day and you're going to be floating, and there's a group stopped at a sandbar, you're going to float past them, and you're going to see whatever they're doing, whatever they may not be wearing, and so there's no way to avoid that. So usually I say families go out first, that way you can control who's in front of you, who's behind you.
Do you offer inner tube floats and kayaks for rental on weekdays?
Yes, we do weekdays. You know, usually we hold off on June a little bit. Just the water levels in June are up and down so much. And so we end up having to cancel a lot. So a lot of times we'll hesitate till either the midpoint in June or late June. This year we waited till July to do our weekday floats. And the other challenge is I work a full-time job during the day, so it's my staff out there running it when I'm not there. So, it's a little bit tricky. But we do weekdays. We do less people than we do on the weekends. We're just running one bus and even this year when I posted our weekdays, I bet a few days later, all of them were sold out. So
I had a text that came in from a friend who says, I cannot swim. I take it I can go on a tube, but the life jacket?
You know,
personal thing, really.
That is the challenge. I mean, we do have some people that maybe aren't great swimmers. I always say, don't go by yourselves. You know, don't.
Absolutely.
If there's two people, make sure one of you can at least swim. The thing is, it is a river. You know, it's not a pool. It's not a lazy river that you would see at Funplex. It's a river that has a current that shows no mercy.
Variable depth.
So yes, and so even when like today, it's like 2.5 feet average depth, and there. You know, it's a sand bottom river, so it fluctuates quite a bit. You're going to have spots that are 2 inches deep. You're going to have spots that are over your head. And so if you can't swim, you know, I always say wear a life jacket the whole time. And the other thing, too, is if you can't swim, the river might not be the place for you.
That's right.
And, you know,
personal decision.
Right. It's just if you get into some trouble on the river, if you get caught in some debris, it can go bad really quickly.
So, what are some of the other ethics and manners that folks need to abide by on the Elkhorn River? We know we talked about the trash aspect of mm-hmm. things. What are some of the manners that you would tell your tubers on the river that they need to adhere to?
Right. The one thing is it's 7 miles. Our float is 7 miles. There's lots of neighbors that live along the river that love the river, and we need to be respectful to them. I tell our groups that typically sandbars are private property, and that but as long as they're not littering or destroying property or doing anything illegal or anything like that, most people don't really mind if people stop at a sandbar. They don't want you to crawl up the bank, knock on their door, ask to use the restroom or ask for some beer. They definitely don't like that, and they all know my cell phone numbers and they will call me and complain. I always just tell groups, if keep things at a sandbar. If people do ask you to leave, to be respectful and just float on down to another one. But we tell all of our groups that.
All right, let's take another time out here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations. Our show brought to you by Stoysich House of Sausage, Oak Creek Sporting Club, ATV Motorsports. We're going to have more with Brock Barron of Tubing and Adventures along the Elkhorn River after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoysis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoysis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Thanks for listening. Here to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with me, Greg Wagner, Boomer Big Dog Country. Neil Nelkin on the board, Nick Burris over there. Special guest today, Brock Barron of Tubing and Adventures along the Elkhorn River, 252nd and Harrison Street. 1 week from today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, you won't want to miss this one. We have Captain Wayne Hudson. Captain Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office coming in. Wayne is an African-American. He will tell you his perspectives about being an African-American in the great outdoors. He wears a law enforcement cap, captain, of course, in the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Wayne is a local, went to Omaha Northwest High School. Wayne was in the Air Force. Wayne graduated from UNO. I mean, this is a local guy, and is one of the neatest people I've ever met. And you're going to hear from Captain Wayne Hudson, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, 1 week from today on this program. It will be the show to end all shows. We have that today, though, with Brock Barron of Tubing and Adventures. TubingandAdventures.com on Facebook, Tubing and Adventures. And we were talking during the break. You've got to share with us some of the answers, Brock, to your frequently asked questions.
Yeah, there's
the upstream question baffles me, by the way.
Yeah, there's some doozies out there. That's true.
What do people ask you reoccurringly that want a tube float or kayak?
Oh, you know, a lot of the questions are where do you get in, where do you get out, things like that. You know, how deep the river is. You know, that's some of the normal questions. Some of the crazy questions are, you know, does the river come back around? Like in as a circle.
Really?
Yes. So that's always an interesting question, and usually they get a pretty good smart aleck response from me.
I would expect, nonetheless.
Yes.
Talk about some of the crazier scenarios or situations that you have experienced with your tubers on the Elkhorn River.
Yeah, there's I think the crazy ones are when a storm pops up, and you know, it's tough when you have people out there and they're out there for 5 hours. A lot can happen in 5 hours, and you know, you make decision. You know, if you're going to cancel a float because of 20% chance of rain, you're never going to float. You know, because Nebraska always has a 20% chance of rain.
Always.
And so, you know, again, you try to make the decision with the best information you have, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and every now and then a storm will pop up. And you know, I think there's been a couple days where there was some pretty good size hail, and, you know, some groups were upset because I didn't come pick up, you know, all 500 people in the
right
water.
Right now.
You know,
right away.
Right, with my
before the storm
500-person airboat, you know,
yeah.
Things like that. You know, there's been a couple times like that. You know, a storm pops up, and you know, every now and then I have a bunch of friends that are floating, you know, usually each day, and so they're calling me, there's rods everywhere, you need to get us out. So those are some of the crazy stories. You know, back in the day we used to do a 2 p.m. float. We don't do that anymore. Our last float's at 1. We used to do a 2 p.m. float, and when it would get to be a long day, people would come rolling in at 9 p.m. or 9:30, and it's dark at that time. And you know, once a storm popped up at 9:30, we had one or two groups out there, and it was a pretty bad scenario. But you know, everybody got out safely, and I'm sure they're laughing about it now.
What are the key items on a river checklist if I'm going to go tubing with you that I absolutely do not want to forget? You have forgotten items that people come up to you and say, oh, Brock, do you have one of these, or do you have that, or can I buy this from you?
I would say sunblock.
Really?
Yeah.
Sunblock.
When people get out of the river at the end of the day, I guarantee the next day they're going to be pissed at me because they look like lobsters. Their shins are purple, and I mean, it's sunblock is pretty bad, especially, you know, days when it's hot and there's
sunlight's refracting off that water.
Right. So that's one thing, you know.
Okay.
And even yesterday groups ran out of water and things like that. So you know, I always tell people pack a little more than what you think you'll need.
One of the interesting things I saw, I think it's on your website, tubingandadventures.com, was a list of locksmiths.
Yes. Yes.
Do tell on that.
Well, you know, people want to bring their keys on the river.
Ruh-roh.
And so when those keys go bloop in the water, then there's no way for them to drive home. So And we try to push people, hey, we have a, you know, key drop right here. You can put your, hang your keys right here. And,
perfect.
And, but still people take them on the river and it happens less now, but that was one of the things that used to happen quite a bit.
Let's point out here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show that your place, your 54 acres at 252nd and Harrison in Sarpy County, just over the line there, is not a public recreational area or a put-in or take-out place for use by the public.
Correct. Yep. We've had a lot of issues, especially this year, especially when we get full in our you know, we're sold out. People still want to come tubing, and they think that, you know, they can come park at our place and float to our land for free. And then that's something that, you know, we've had too many issues with that, so we don't allow that anymore. So when people have their own tubes or their own equipment, we tell them to keep their stuff to the public accesses. You know, there's three NRD accesses or properties that allow river access and that are free to use. And we encourage people, you know, we just don't have the parking capacity for everybody to show up. And everybody wants to float that stretch because it is such a beautiful stretch. But we just don't have the space to get our tubes plus their tubes and everything. So it is tough. So we have to, every Saturday, we probably kick half a dozen people out that just show up and they're trying to use their own tubes. And yeah, we had an issue.
Trespassing. Yep. Criminal trespass.
Yeah, we had an issue the other day where we were closed and it was Wednesday and a few ladies showed up and nobody was there and they saw the parking sign and they parked and saw my tubes and so they helped themselves. Whoa. and they hopped in the river and we found out about it and the sheriffs were called and I felt bad. They got scared and left my tubes in the river and hopped out and, you know,
overshot area.
Well, they started at the end of the area and they floated downstream and they thought the river went around in a circle. And so when it didn't, I think they got scared and so, I mean, I.
You hydrated them? You gave them water?
I gave them water and we got them, you know, hose, you know, I showed them in the shower area because they were through the weeds and everything.
And they trespassed.
And they trespassed and stole my tubes and left my tubes on the river. Wow. And everything. And I ended up, you know, they were nice enough to pay for the tubes. So I didn't press charges or anything. You know, somebody was blasting me on social media for leaving tubers out on the river. And I was like, well, we were closed that day. So we didn't have any tubers on the river. These people stole our property. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Trespassing, thievery, destruction of property, right?
So they were not our customers. So, but unfortunately that's social media for you.
It is. Okay. So let's bring it out right now. How much does one of your tubes cost? I want to do like a 3-4 hour trip.
Sure.
How much, what are my rates?
Sure. So tubing during the weekdays, we go $20 per person. On the weekends, it's $25 per person.
That's cheap.
It is cheap for that's, you know, anywhere from 3.5 to 5.5 hours.
I mean, you can't go to a movie for that,
exactly,
bro.
Exactly. And so, you get free cooler carrier tubes. So,
yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So for every 1 to 4 people, we give you one. For 5 to 8 people, we give you 2 and so on. So
they're good to stow trash into as well.
Yep. Absolutely.
Trash bag.
Yep. And we give trash bags out. So our buses have trash bags.
Excellent.
I mean, I bet I spend $3,000 per year just on trash bags to give out to people for free so they don't litter. So,
thank you for that.
Something that we've been, you know, pushing really hard all these years. So being a civil and environmental engineer, I care about the environment. I care about the river. I live on the river. I don't want trash floating past, you know, my house.
Exactly.
So we really push that. And honestly, people have been super great about it. I mean, I bet, you know, 99 out of 100 groups are really good about it. You know, I always tell the families with the kids, I'm like, hey, if you bring back, you know, a trash bag full of trash that you picked up on the sandbar, you know, I'll give you this or that or whatever. So
nice. Let me ask you this. So the kayak end of your business,
mm-hmm.
kayaking is very popular around the Midwest, around Nebraska,
right.
Really around the country. How's the kayak business?
You know, we don't do as much kayaking as we do tubing. But I mean, today they're sold out. Tomorrow they're sold out. So
look at that.
Yeah. So, it isn't something we push real hard, but
sure.
I enjoy kayaking.
Oh,
when I go out on the river, I like to kayak, and I think part of it is, you know, I can't sit there still for 5 hours, whereas in a kayak, you know, our five-hour float is only about 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. So kayaking is $35 a person. You know, and I tell people
that's cheap too.
Yeah, they can stay out all day if they want, or if you want to just paddle straight through, you'll be done in a couple hours. So, you know, I like kayaking because you're in control of where you're going. If you want to paddle upstream, you can paddle upstream. You can't do that in a tube. So,
tubingandadventures.com, tubingandadventures on Facebook. Let's see if I get your phone number right. 402-885-9966.
That's correct.
885-9966 for tubing and adventures in area code 402. Let's do Great Outdoor Trivia round number two. What do you say?
I like it.
This is a fun question. We'll do another packet of 2020 Nebraska outdoor informational material, hard copies, and then we'll send you the Nebraska travel guide for your local and regional summer vacays. Trivia question. Okay, if I get this right, Brock, you got to make sure I do. The area south of TNA, Tubing and Adventures headquarters, 252nd and Harrison Street. You go south on 252 from there, all the way until the end of the road, with the Platte River to the west on one side. Your Elkhorn River to the east is on the other side. This area is known as Blank Island. It's really a peninsula.
Yeah, but it's Blank not, it's not island. An island.
No, I guess it once was at, you know,
where the bridge is at.
Exactly.
Right?
Blank Island, no hints. First caller gets it right wins, gets the prize pack. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Tim Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We're back. Final segment of the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog Country. Brought to you by Stoicich House of Sausage, Oak Creek Sporting Club, ATV Motorsports. I'm Greg Wagner. Special guest today, Brock Barron, Tubing and Adventures along the Elkhorn River near Waterloo. We have a winner. Was that the first caller, Neil Nelkin, on the board?
Yes, it was.
First caller gets it right. And the area south of TNA headquarters, Tubing and Adventures, Brock Barron with us today. South of 252nd, Harrison, all the way to the end of the road with the Platte River to the west, Elkhorn River to the east. It's a peninsula, but it's referred to as Blank Island. Our good friend Alan Rohr of Elkhorn, Nebraska, is on the line. How you doing, Alan?
Good morning, just fine.
Tell everybody what's the name of that island. If anybody knows, you know.
Vensel Island.
Vensel's Island or Vensel Island. Good job. Alan Rohr of Elkhorn, Nebraska. And I got to ask you, Alan, we love shameless plugs on this program. And I'm going to ask if the Rohr sweet corn is available yet for purchase on 204th and F.
Not yet.
We're
running out of young people to sell for us, so we're very, very limited on our ability to sell it.
I got you. Well, people traveling Highway 6 204th Street just have to keep an eye out, and you might have folks there, and you might not. We don't know. Depends.
That's right.
There you go. All right, Alan. Thank you very much. What's the farmer, Alan Rohr, doing today on a hot day today? He's probably not picking sweet corn now.
I'm doing a little irrigating,
okay.
Doing a little watering in the garden,
all right.
That kind of stuff.
Very good. Very good. Nice to hear from you, buddy.
Take care. Have
you
a good
too.
Day.
You too. Alan Rohr, Elkhorn, Nebraska, gets right. Vinsel's Island. And Frank Vinsel is kind of like the patriarch of that family. I don't know if Frank is still with us or not, but Vinsel's Island. You have a lot of people refer to that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm friends with a lot of people on the island. Mm-hmm. And even so, a bunch of the cabin owners went in and purchased a bunch of land.
I saw they had a Facebook page.
Yeah,
I think,
and they're Vinsel's Island Landowners Association.
Yeah.
So it's still Vinsel's Island. I don't see that going away. So, but yeah, I have a lot of friends, a lot of people I know down on the island. And so, yeah, they're good neighbors.
How big of groups will Tubing and Adventures accommodate with inner tubes on the Elkhorn?
We like to keep our clusters of tubes around 16. You know, if a group is 20, we'll maybe send them.
Let them tie
20.
Them together.
Yep.
Tie those tubes together.
Once you start getting more than that, then we break into two groups. It just there's too much debris out there, and when
and you got the bridge piling.
Yeah, when you have the larger groups, it's hard to get around all that stuff. So we like to keep groups around 16 or less. But I've done a group that was 150 people all at once. We just separated them into clusters of 12 or something, but yeah, we've had some pretty big groups.
What wildlife do folks see along the Elkhorn River? Probably Canada geese, white-tailed deer, maybe see turkeys occasionally.
Yep. I removed all the snakes and spiders in the river, so there's no snakes or spiders.
Like the outdoor businessman you are.
Yes. But honestly, you'll see this morning saw a bald eagle flying around. So you'll see a lot of bald eagles, a lot of blue herons. You'll see you might get a silver Asian carp jumping in your lap during the float, maybe.
So added that, bonus of the trip.
Yeah, so you'll see if you sneak up on some softshell turtles on the bank, you'll see them
spiny
all.
Spiny and smooth softshells,
They'll come down
come
in the
look
water.
At you.
Yep. So,
check you out.
But yeah, I think there's a lot of catfish in the river, but you typically don't see those.
Do you let people fish for catfish if they're camped at your place?
Absolutely. Yep. There's
the Elkhorn's a very good catfish.
Yeah, and the channel's on our side, so there's a lot of people that like to catfish. So, they'll be catching
current.
Sturgeon. Mm-hmm. They'll catch catfish and some gar. And they catch flatheads and blues. And then we also have a little swimming hole that some people fish at. So last night, saw a couple people caught some bass. So, but it's a great little watering hole, so they can
kind of a little pond.
Yep, they can swim in that. So I know my kids will be splashing around probably tomorrow. In the afternoon. So,
what else have we missed that you want to cover here for sure?
Oh, I think I'm on the news quite a bit talking about river safety and things like that. I think the main thing is if you're not familiar with the river, go with somebody that is. Go with an outfitter. Don't just show up to the river and hop in and expect things to work out because the river is unforgiving. Somebody that isn't, I can look at the river and say, it's like 4 feet, I have a pretty good idea, but somebody that isn't familiar, they could walk up and say, oh, it looks safe. And it's, 12 feet deep or something, it's raging, so it's good to go with somebody that knows what they're doing or definitely an outfitter. So
I tell people this, I've had people say, I don't know why I can't go with the outfitter. Tubing Adventures on the Elkhorn River. I looked at the river and it's fine. I said, did you see any sandbars? No. Is the water up in the trees? Yeah. How high is the level? It's about 6 feet, 7 feet. What's wrong with that?
Right.
I don't have to walk. No. There's no place for you to get over. You're probably not going to get under the bridge pilings. There's more snags. Big cottonwoods rolling in the river. It's people just don't have that sense,
right.
They?
And the other thing, too, as a business, would a 25 or 30-year-old be fine? Probably. But I have to look out for all of my customers.
Do you want to roll that dice?
I have to look out for the 8-year-olds and the 80-year-olds because we've had both, And so those are the people I have to look out for. And would somebody that's 80 years old be okay in 7 feet of water that's running really fast? Probably not, and floating down the middle, it's fine. But once you have to get out, getting to the edge when that current's pushing you the way it is, you might not be able to navigate that very well.
Do you offer catering or do you work with any food services?
I used to work with Jack and Mary's, a buddy of mine.
Yeah, chicken place.
Yep.
Yeah,
here so
home.
My buddy Kip owns that. So he's catered out there in the past and done a bunch of sandwiches. We kind of got away from that after the flood, just focused on, operational things. So I'm sure we'll get back into it here in the next year or two to get some food out there, but still kind of working on that. So,
Tubing and Adventures on Facebook, really good Facebook page. Tons of photos, lots of fun photos.
Lots of photos, lots of great reviews.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You can see them all right there. TubingandAdventures.com, very good website. And your phone number again, 402-885-9966, 885-9966. And I can still book a weekday float?
We might have a little room. All of our dates are fairly full.
You better.
We sell out really quickly.
Plan ahead into August.
Our weekends are usually a month or two in advance.
So. All right. Thank you, my friend. Yes. Thank you, Brock.
Thank you. Nice to see you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's been too long, so I'm glad to have you on. And thank you all for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer and Big Dog. Next week, Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Until then, cast far, shoot straight, respect that resource. Pick up your trash and wear your life jacket. I'm Greg Wagner.